This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gonna pop in here for a couple minutes? I can say hello to you. Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Ryan Poles is the first Bears GM / VP of player personnel to sign his initial draft pick since Dave Wonstadt and Rod Graves drafted Curtis Conway in 1993.
Curtis Conway, my first draft pick. Seaway, my guy.
The last bona fide top of the draft defensive lineman is Dan Williams from Toledo. The Chicago Bears could choose him with their next selection. And remember, Dave Wonstadt, this is the first pick of his era, and he knows the value of defensive linemen. Here's the Bears pick.
The Chicago Bears select Curtis Conway, wide receiver, University of Southern California.
He broke bad on you, coach. He comes out and says, the handcuffs are off. I'm finally going to get some passing.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. It's a little bit after 4 o'clock here in the city. Beautiful. But that song means that our buddy Dave Wonstadt lurks. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, coach.
What's happening? How's things in the sunny Chicago?
Not bad today, coach, but boy, it's better to see you. There he is. Look at that man. The hair, the mustache, the palm trees behind him.
The grace.
Oh, the grace, the flowing robes. Man, looks good. Miss you, coach.
Well, yeah, it's you know what? Cheers. It's 5 o'clock down here, so I'm having me a Bradshaw bourbon, and that's the end of the story,
Yeah, good for you, coach, as you should. You deserve it. Look, the draft is a week from today, which is amazing that we're already there. But we'll get to that. But the Bears assistant coaches talked today. And you have been very thoughtful when telling people the difference between Dennis Allen's defense and Matt Eberflus's defense. In that regard, they just re-signed Kyler Gordon. What do you think of that fit, Kyler Gordon for Dennis Allen, and how that's going to play out this year?
Well, I knew that in Matt Eberflus's defense, Kyler Gordon was probably the most important guy. And a nickelback in today's world fits that mold because they, number one, just because a team is in third down and six or third down and 10 doesn't necessarily guarantee you that they're going to throw the ball. So when you have a guy that's a good nickel, and Kyler Gordon's as good as there is in the league, that can play the run and the pass, I mean, that's special. And I think last year we saw examples of Gordon blitzing. He can blitz. We saw him stopping the run. So he's a physical player and obviously defending the pass. So that nickel guy, he has to be kind of an ultra defensive back. You got to be able to cover receivers. You got to be able to play the run physical. And because you're so close to the line of scrimmage, you got to be able to be an effective blitzer. And Gordon does all those things. So, I mean, Ryan Poles, I don't care what scheme you're running, you know, Flusa's scheme or Dennis Allen's scheme or whatever scheme. It doesn't matter. You want a guy like Kyler Gordon is valuable to you, okay, for all the reasons that I just said. So I think it was a great sign. And I'm going to jump into my man T.J. Edwards. I don't think anybody plays harder on that defense than T.J. Edwards. For 3 years, the guy, what, over 100 tackles every year, you know, was their leading tackler. I mean, that is a great effort, and he played the same way at Wisconsin. I remember doing the Big Ten TV shows and talking about what great effort he gave at Wisconsin. This guy is a winner. I think that's two great signs by and you know, give credit to Ryan Poles, give credit to Dennis Allen too, because he's looking at this thing and saying, who do I want off this defense? Who do we want back? And he says, hey, I want Kyler Gordon, look, and I want T.J. Edwards. Look at their, you know. So that was two really good signs for the Bears.
Dennis Allen said today that he might expand Kyler Gordon's role and might even have him play a little bit of outside corner or maybe safety. That's a lot to ask a player to be able to absorb some of those concepts from a different position. How would you go about doing that if you saw a player that had all sorts of talent and you wanted to figure out more ways to get him on the field?
Well, you know, and back if you're facing a team, let me just say this, that's not using three wide receivers a lot, that's using two or three tight ends, that's using two backs in the backfield, now you can get away with your linebackers being on the field. And now you have the luxury of moving Gordon outside. But if you're facing a team, which in the NFL is the majority of teams, where it's going to be three wide receivers, particularly in passing situations, that's where Gordon fits. So maybe on first and second down, he's talking about playing them outside. And then on third down, he's talking about moving them inside. That's probably the thought process there. As far as its safety, could he play safety? I'm sure he could. I'm sure he could. But I think it would be more of a outside, okay, third down, they're in three wide receivers. Now let's move them inside. I think that's probably a little closer to him being able to handle, and teams do that. I mean, teams do that now. I mean, when I was at the Dolphins, it was Terrell Buckley. We moved him inside. I'm trying to think who my nickelback was at the Bears that we moved inside. When we were at Dallas, it was a safety. It was Darren Woodson was our safety, and we moved him from safety down to nickel. So, you know, you can do it, but that nickel position is so critical. When it's third down and five, think about it. You want to make sure you take the high percentage throws away. And that slot receiver, that's a high percentage throw for a quarterback on any level. So you got to make sure you have a good guy there.
Well, that's interesting the way that you're talking about it. So it used to be that you'd move somebody else to the nickel from another spot. And Dennis Allen now thinking about using his nickel in another spot because he's so good. It's interesting because we know how excited he is. He brought up Kyler Gordon like unsolicited at his opening press conference. I think Dennis Allen, as a defensive thinker, is a guy who keeps evolving and keeps adapting. Don't you, Coach? I think he's very creative.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. And you know what? Without studying every play of every game, he might be looking at this tape and saying, hey, I know what we got in Johnson, okay? But I'm not sold on Stevenson. I don't know if Stevenson is the man-to-man corner that can run my scheme effectively. You know, I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm just saying maybe that's how he's looking at it. And he's saying, you know what? I like Gordon covering guys better in critical situations than Stevenson or Terrell Smith. He would be, if right now, if we just stacked them, who's our best cover guys? I mean, this is all speculation. Maybe they have Gordon as the second best cover guy ahead of Terrell Smith and ahead of Stevenson. I don't know. But if that's the case, that would even give more substance to making that move.
Dave Wannstedt joining us here on The Score. Obviously, you talk to people all over football, college football, pro football. As you've talked to people over the last few weeks, what do you think the Bears' biggest need is that you feel comfortable they can address in this year's draft?
Wow. Well, there's going to be, okay, let me just back up, because the defensive linemen, okay, when you look at the Philadelphia Super Bowl, and everybody, if you just watch that game, you'd say, I take a defensive lineman without a question. Well, you got to look at the scheme, okay? Vic is not a big pressure guy. He'll do it if he has to. Bruce was not a big pressure guy. He would do it if he had to. Dennis Allen likes to do a little more pressure. You don't need to have the great, great pass rushers to be a good pressure team, because they're not beating guys one-on-one all the time. They're bringing pressure, and you're getting guys on the edges. You're outnumbering guys, and on and on and on. Okay, it's endless. So I think for their scheme, and what you look at over the 3 years with Ben Johnson, the one thing that they did that set up everything else at Detroit, let me ask you guys, was what?
Run the ball, coach.
No question. Run the football. How do you take pressure off your quarterback? Run the football. What else did they do? They played with Jared Goff. He played a lot of under center. We had Troy Aikman on the show. That was driving Troy Aikman crazy. Why isn't Caleb Williams, if he's under center, everything can be steps, everything can be timing. It helps the lineman. It helps the receiver. It helps the running game. It helps the movement passes. That's all what Ben Johnson does. That's what he did, at least, at Detroit. So, to me, if they could take that running back at 10, I think he's a Bear. I mean, that would be my pick. And, now I haven't studied him either. I mean, I'm just going off of what everybody's saying, that he's, that he's a difference maker and he's a great player. And, I studied him some before the Penn State game. I'll take that back. I did. He could be a difference, because it's obvious to me, Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator when we got DeAndre Swift. And DeAndre Swift's a heck of a player. This is not coming down on DeAndre Swift. But he does. I said that from day one on your show last year when I watched him run. I said, this guy's not a between-the-tackle runner.
Yeah, you did.
Throw him the ball on the screen. Get him the ball on the edge, and he's going to make plays for you. But he's not going to run between the tackles. That's just not his forte. It's not his fault. Everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses. So I think the kid from Boise, if you want a guy that will run between the tackles and take pressure off that offensive line and take pressure off of Caleb, I think he's your guy. If you can get him at 10.
All right, so that's a great answer and great context thinking about this team and what they need. If I told you it's not running back, let's say they decided to get running back at 39 or 41. Maybe it's Travion Henderson. Maybe it's Quinshon Judkins, one of the Ohio State kids, whatever. So if it's not going to be running back, what's next after that? With all the context that you just provided, what's after that?
You know what? I can't tell you how good these offensive linemen are, but I'm going to give Ryan Poles credit and say that he really paid these guys money. They liked him. I've been on the bandwagon for a center for 2 years. Okay. 2 years, but they signed obviously the good kid from, from Atlanta.
Dahlman.
And Dahlman and he can move and he's athletic and he can do everything that they want to do. So let's assume that's okay. I'm good with the left tackle with Borm. I'm fine at left tackle. I would probably look at defensive line and say, okay, if there's a dominant deep, I would never you know, the linebacker thing, we're good on linebackers. I don't see us taking a safety that high. I don't think you have to, you know, unless Dennis Allen is so down on our corners that he doesn't like Stevenson, he doesn't like Terrell Smith. You know, I don't know that they would take a corner, but to me, it's got to be defensive line or corner as the next pick.
I want to go back to Caleb Williams for a second, because now we've had a chance to listen more to Ben Johnson discussing. They've actually had some OTAs already. It looks like that Ben Johnson wants to, I think in a very good way, put stress on Caleb Williams to try to get him up to speed as quickly as possible. Is that what you're hearing too when you hear him talk publicly, that they want to try and get to as good as he can be as quickly as possible?
Yeah, and I think that will be not, I don't want to say easy to accomplish, but it's a realistic goal, because it's a new offense. And when you put in a new offense, and I've lived this dozen times at different places on all levels, you know, the burden falls on your quarterback, because he's got to know the terminology. Everybody thinks quarterback has to know the snap count. No. He's got to know the line blocking. He's got to know the pass protections, right? He's got to know the routes of every receiver. He's got to know the adjustments if they change the coverage for every receiver versus every coverage. He's got to know the running back if they change the run from the run right to the left, exactly what's going on. So I don't think it's going to be a burden on Caleb physically at all. I think if he's putting pressure on him, I think the pressure is mentally, you know, we want to be ready to go week one. And you have to be, we can only go as far as mentally what you can handle. And so hey, you got to study this stuff. It's like being back in college or high school, and you got to study this, and you got to know this inside out, and you got to be able to communicate it to me, and you got to be able to communicate it to your teammates. That's the only way that we're going to progress at a fast pace. Coach, that's what I would take out. Not the physical part. That's easy. He's going to have to do probably less physical stuff than what he did last year.
We miss you, Coach. We truly do.
Well, you know what? I guess I'm coming in next week. I got a flight scheduled, so I don't know if Mitch and those guys give me some work, I'll be in.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'll be there. I'll be there on draft night. I'll be in the studio, and then I don't know what else I got. I got a couple shows there. So I will be in Chicago for a week doing the NBC. I'm doing Big Ten Network. I got a lot of good stuff going on with the draft in Chicago. People are excited. You know, we got three good picks, four good picks. We should be able to get three good starters out of this draft.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot to be optimistic about going forward.
We will see you next week, Coach.
Okay, didn't mean to bother you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Never bothering.
Appreciate
us.
That. Ever. I just appreciate his concern. He knows we're busy, you know? Knows we got a lot going on, and it doesn't want to bother us.
What do we have next?
Oh, man, we got categories. It's time to play the game.
That's right, Triple H.
Quick question, though. Did you know that Wani was okay with Braxton Jones at left tackle? He brushed that off. That surprised me, that he's okay with the left tackle plan. You know, there's an interesting conversation going down the list of needs. He's all right with that. I'm not necessarily all right with that, but I think Poles is going to win that. Poles is going to win that one. So
it's something that we can discuss next week. What are we doing next?
Well, Lawrence, there's a few other things I'd like to discuss. No, categories. We're playing the game. So let's go. Let's take a break and play it on the Spiegel and Holmes Show on The Score.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.